The main focus of the Ketubah document is the financial obligations that the husband takes upon himself with regard to his new wife. In particular, the Ketubah mentions that in the case of a first marriage, where the wife is presumed to be a betula, to be a virgin, then the payment that he commits himself to is 200 zuz. The Ketubah also states that she is a betula, or in Aramaic a betulta, and also states, at least according to the custom of the Ashkenazim in Chutz La'aretz, their Sfardim write differently, and different Samkilot in Eretz Yisrael write differently as well, but Ashkenazim in Chutz La'aretz also write that the obligation here is Do'oraita. So the question comes up from time to time, in actual fact not infrequently, what if the woman is not a betula? Can these terms be written? Can we write down that she's entitled to 200 zuz? Can we write down that she's a betula, and can we write down that she's entitled to this money, that's a mid-oraita? Of course, the situation can manifest itself in two different ways. One is where that she's not a betula because of a relationship with the chatan. The other is where she's not a betula because of a prior relationship with somebody else. That's Rav Nachum Rabinovich Zichrono Livracha, that's in Siach Nachum Simon Kuf Gimel, that discusses the case of an engaged couple who the wedding was a long way off, it was a year off, and they decided in the meantime they'd go and get married in a registry office and set up home together. And the question is, when it comes to writing the ketubah for their chuppah a year later, what should be written there? So he starts off by citing the Rambam towards the beginning of Hilchot Na'ara Betula, where the Rambam says that a mafuta, that is a woman who's been seduced, that she receives a regular sum that would be normally due to a betula, i.e. that she receives a ketubah of 200 zuz. The problem is that the Nozab Yehuda, and following his footsteps, the Chatam Sofer and Rav David C. Hoffman in Shelot Tshuvot Melameg Lahovel, say that the Rambam's ruling applies only if she is a Na'ara. A Na'ara means that she's aged between 12 and 12 and a half years old. But otherwise, she receives a reduced ketubah of only 100 zuz. And obviously, in the cases that we're talking about, that's we're dealing with a woman who's obviously over the age of 12 and a half. That's nevertheless, Rav Nachum Rabinovich brings down two reasons why we can still award her a ketubah of 200 zuz. First is that he says this is actually a point of machloket amongst the poskim, and refers us to a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Efer Ezer, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Gimel. That's where Rav Moshe Feinstein is of the opinion that in actual fact this applies across the board, even if she's a Bogeret, she receives a ketubah of 200 zuz. His second consideration is that in this instance, seeing as the date of the ketubah was the date of the chuppah was already in the diary, so it alters the status of the civil marriage. We can't claim in any way that the civil marriage was simply b'ilat zanut. But in actual fact, it was just there was a plan to get married, Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael, and they just jumped the gun a little bit. But that it doesn't the original b'ilah had in mind that there was going to be a proper chuppah in due course. So his conclusion is that one is allowed to write a ketubah of 200 zuz. Nevertheless, he says that one shouldn't write the word betula there, because that would be risible. That's particularly in this instance, everybody knows that they've gone and had a civil marriage, and they're living in a flat or a house somewhere together. So it's clear that she's not a betula, and that one also shouldn't write a d'oraita, because the obligation is most likely not an obligation d'oraita. That's nevertheless, he also quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says that if it's a case of busha, a case of embarrassment, that one could write the term betula there. That's and it's not not critical, and one could also write the term d'oraita, because there are grounds to suggest that the obligation is a d'oraita obligation. Sometimes it comes up here in the United Synagogue in London that you have a couple who have had a civil marriage already, that, and then they're coming for chuppah v'kiddushin. So in those cases, that we write a ketubat matai, and we say that she's entitled to 200 zuz, and we say that it's d'oraita. But again, we miss out the term betula, because it's obvious in that instance that she's not a betula. There are other questions which perhaps we'll address on a future occasion about in a case where they haven't had a civil marriage, but there's grounds to suggest that she's not a betula, either by her own admission or circumstantial evidence, and then what should be written in that case. Ad kan.